Can you invest in an IRA if you're retired? Yes, but I wouldn't recommend it. Learn why on 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio next.
This is 3-Dimensional Wealth Radio with New York Times best-selling author and your host, Doug Andrew.
This is Doug Andrew speaking to you, our incredible national audience, from our 3-Dimensional Wealth Studios nestled at the base of the majestic Rocky Mountains. This show is about empowering you, people, and organizations that want to optimize their assets, minimize taxes, and empower their authentic wealth. You may know that I have a YouTube channel. It is under 3-Dimensional Wealth. It is absolutely free to subscribe, and you may want to consider that. I answer a specific financial question every single day, and these are questions that have been asked 300 to maybe 3,000 times a month for the last several months. And recently, I noticed that many people were asking, golly, can I invest in an IRA if I'm already retired? And I answered that in a recent YouTube video. Investing in an IRA after you're retired, you can do it under certain guidelines, I'll explain. But to me, it is not smart, and I want you to listen why. So the key takeaways that I want you to understand is under the terms of the Secure Act of 2019, all retirees can now contribute to traditional IRAs if they earn income and they're already retired. Okay, you have to earn income and you can contribute to traditional IRAs. Now, you can continue to contribute earned funds to a Roth IRA indefinitely. You cannot contribute an amount that exceeds your earnings, and you can only contribute up to the annual IRS set contribution limits, which has been in place for years. Now, when people say, can I continue to invest in an IRA? I say, well, yes, you can. Under those rules, you have to be earning income. There's three types of income that we pay income tax on in America. And this has been ever since 1986 tax reform, when President Reagan passed that tax reform act during his second term. That's earned income, passive income, and portfolio income. Now, earned income is wages, salaries. You go out and you earn the money. So if you are earning income after you retire, then you can continue to contribute to an IRA. But I wouldn't do it. I don't think it's smart. I'll explain here in just a moment. Passive income would be like rental income or lease income or things like that. If you have portfolio income, that would be interest or dividends off of your investments and what have you. Many people have money in IRAs and 401ks invested in the market or whatever. And so when you take that out, that is coming out of portfolio income. You're earning interest, dividends, or whatever. And that IRA or 401k, of course, is 100% taxable. Now, what I think is far better than putting money into an IRA, because the problem with IRAs and 401ks in the first place is that people sock away money into those types of vehicles, and they get a tax deduction for what they contributed to an IRA, a traditional IRA. Or if it's a 401k, you get to contribute pre-tax dollars. And people think, oh, wow, I've got 100-cent tax advantage dollars funding my vehicle. And then it accumulates tax deferred. And then later on, when I retire, I can withdraw that money, and I'll be in a lower tax bracket then. Now, that's what we've been told for years, for decades. But that has not been true or axiomatic, automatically assumed, for more than 25 years. In fact, many people who save a lot in IRAs and 401ks find themselves not in even the same tax bracket or lower bracket, but in a higher bracket than they were in during their earning years. And I've met with school teachers, for example, that saved meticulously for 30 years in the state's 401k, maybe tax-sheltered annuities, TSAs. maybe the 403Bs and so forth. And so they defer, and then they retire. And most people who have a defined benefit pension, like a school teacher, you get paid a certain set defined amount based upon the years of service, let's say. So if you taught school for 30 years, 30 times 2% means you'll get 60% of the last best average paychecks the last 5 years maybe you taught school. And so if you were earning, I remember years ago, both a husband and a wife were retiring school teachers, and they had been earning each at that time $5,000 a month, $60,000 a year, and they knew that if they retired, they would only get $3,000 a month or about $36,000 a year in their defined benefit pensions at that time. And they were told by, you know, their accountant and by people who don't really look at the big picture, oh, if you don't need the money, even though you can tap into those IRAs and 401ks now that you're older than age 59 and a half, just continue to defer until you're age 70 and a half was the age then. Now the age is age 72, where you must start pulling out money out of those IRAs and 401ks, or you will incur a 50% penalty. If you're supposed to pull out 50 grand and you don't, the penalty is $25,000 imposed by the IRS on top of the tax. And so, see, the government wants that money out and taxed before you die, so they can tax it again when you do die. It's the best savings bond the government ever came up with for themselves. But many times people are told to continue to postpone, defer, delay, procrastinate is really a synonym, until later on, and then take RMDs, required minimum distributions, which is the worst advice I've ever heard. And so years ago, I developed this software that would show people the darkness of the night, so to speak. If they continue to defer until they were age 70 and a half, now age 72 is when you must start pulling out the money or else it's a 50% penalty. And then if you took out required minimum distributions throughout your life expectancy and your spouse's life expectancy and then pass down whatever is left behind to your children, and they used to be able to keep it until they retired and string it out. Now, if a child inherits your IRAs and 401ks, they must get it out within 10 years and the tax is over and done with, because the government is counting on that tax revenue. So this software would show people how much they would pay in tax if you added up all the taxes from age 70 and a half or now age 72, even taking RMDs throughout your LE, life expectancy, and your spouse's life expectancy, and then down to your children now within that 10 years where they must get it out and taxed. And people were often flabbergasted with the amount of taxes they would pay when they looked at the big picture. And I would say, why are you doing that? And they go, well, why do they tell you to do stretch IRAs on CNBC? And I would go, well, who's funding CNBC? Tax revenuers. Why would they ever want to kill a partnership where the government is your partner forever as long as you keep deferring and keep that money in there as long as you can and then take out minimums? Why would they ever kill a partnership where they will get a third of whatever you will earn forever? Why would they kill a partnership like that? And so that's why they tell you to do that. Then I would show them the brightness of their future if they would just get the money out of those IRAs and 401ks, get the taxes over and done with. In today's lower tax rates, because most audiences I speak to, when I ask them, how many of you think tax rates in the future are going to be lower? And I get nothing but crickets. How many think they're going to be the same? And maybe one or two raise their hands. But when I ask, how many of you think that in the long run taxes will be higher because of irresponsible government spending, the printing of money, and all the things that are going on? And so you listen close to the General Accountability Office, the Congressional Budget Office, and they say, with popular ideas like free college tuition or forgiveness of student loans, Medicare for all will cost trillions of dollars. The IRS only collects in taxes not quite $5 trillion a year. And they've already shelled out in stimulus packages and the bailouts because of COVID-19. $6 trillion. And then you want to add on top of that in the next decade, $100 trillion for these kinds of initiatives. Where's the money going to come from? Taxes will likely be going up. So putting money into traditional IRAs and 401ks What are you thinking? You're trying to postpone and delay the inevitable to a tax rate that's going to be higher? That doesn't make sense. You want to accumulate that money and then pull it out to some future perceived unknown advantage? Hello, when you and I agree that taxes will likely be going up. So what's better? See, I show people that are especially retired, and they go, where were you before I retired? My favorite retirement vehicle is to put after-tax dollars into a max-funded indexed IUL. It's what I call the laser fund. It has the two benefits of a Roth and four additional benefits that Roths will never have. That's why I've never owned an IRA or 401k. Never will. I've never owned a Roth IRA or 401k. I never will. And so what you want to do is accumulate your money tax-free and then access it tax-free. When you ultimately pass away, it will blossom in value and transfer income tax-free to your heirs. Nothing else does that.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.
You get immediate tax-free growth on money that you put into this. Welcome back. This is Doug Andrew with Three Dimensional Wealth Radio. If you're just joining us, on the previous segment, I was talking about the question that people ask, can I contribute money to an IRA after I'm retired? And the short answer was yes, but I wouldn't recommend it. Why would you continue to postpone, delay the inevitable, thinking that taxes are going to be lower in the future? No. And so at the very end of the segment, I was talking about my favorite vehicle to diversify and create the foundation for a tax-free retirement, where I've helped thousands of people do strategic rollouts. That's not a rollover. See, a rollover is going from the frying pan into the fire, as far as I'm concerned. That's putting money that is in a 401k and rolling it over to an IRA and continuing to delay, procrastinate paying tax. And when you add it all up, you're going to pay way more in taxes as you string it out and then take RMDs. I think that's the worst advice ever, is for you to take RMDs thinking you're saving tax, because in the long run, the big picture, all the taxes you will pay, you're going to be flabbergasted. Most people pay as much in taxes by taking RMDs as they have in the account at age 59 and a half or age 65, and they can't believe it, because they keep Uncle Sam as their partner. And in 41 out of 50 states, you have a state income tax. So you have the governor as your partner with Uncle Sam, and they get a third or more of everything you will ever accumulate in that account. So one of my favorite vehicles that allows you to accumulate your money totally tax-free, and then you can access the money tax-free. And people say, well, that sounds like a Roth. Well, yeah, Roths give you those benefits. You fund a Roth with after-tax dollars, and then it accumulates tax-free, and when you take out the money, it's tax-free. Yes, my favorite vehicle, which I call the Laser Fund, and it's called Laser because that's an acronym that stands for Liquid Assets, Safely Earning Returns. And it's been tax-free in the Internal Revenue Code for over 100 years. So you have those two benefits that Roths have. You accumulate your money tax-free, and you can access it tax-free. But my favorite vehicle, the Laser Fund, has four additional benefits that Roths will never have. I can put in huge amounts. I don't have to comply with these ceilings or limits or have to be having earned income or anything like that, because I can put money in. If I have a banner year, I could put in $300,000. You can't do that in a Roth or a traditional IRA or 401k. You can only put in a certain percent or up to a certain dollar amount or what have you. Those strings attached, I've never liked. And so I can put in large amounts. If I only put in $30,000 and I could have put in $300,000, in future years, I can put in the difference of $270,000 if I want. You can't do that with a Roth. Once you don't use the room, you lose the room. But if I put in 300 grand into my laser fund and 30 days later I need 250,000 back, I can access that money. There's no penalties. The IRS doesn't care because it is not a qualified plan like a Roth or a traditional IRA or 401k. So none of those rules apply. But I can use indexing, meaning that when the market goes up, I get to participate. And I've been credited 12%, 16%, 17%, 25% in 2007. You can be earning based upon the economy going up, but when the economy goes down, you do not lose because your money is not invested in the market. So when people would come to me and they were approaching retirement, oftentimes they would be way too top heavy in traditional IRAs and 401ks in the market. And I would go, what are you thinking here? And so at retirement planning is something totally different than maybe what you did for retirement. And it would take about 5 years to do a strategic rollout and get all the taxes over and done with sooner than later in today's lower tax rates. But here's the key. You want to reposition the after-tax rollout into something that's going to be tax-free from now on. And when you ultimately die, it blossoms in value and transfers income tax-free. There's not a Roth around that will let you do that. For example, I'm 68 right now. If I died in an accident this week, every million that I would have, let's say, in a portfolio of laser funds would blossom right now to about $2.5 million and transfer income tax free. And so many times when people do this, they end up reimbursing themselves or their spouse or their children many fold for the taxes they do pay when they roll the money out and get the taxes over and done with. And it's all tax free. There's only one vehicle in the Internal Revenue Code that allows you to accumulate your money totally tax free. And then when you access your money, it's totally tax-free. And when you die, it blossoms in value and transfers income tax-free. And that's under three sections of the Internal Revenue Code that have been sort of a sacred cow for over a century. And that's sections 72E, 7702, and 101A of the Internal Revenue Code. In fact, we're going to be teaching about this in a very powerful educational free webinar this coming Wednesday. So stay with me here for a moment. And I'll tell you how you can join us for that free webinar. You're going to be blown away. But you get immediate tax-free growth on money that you put into these laser funds is what I call them. Now, in the next few shows, I am going to talk about my sleep number. If you've heard of the mattress and they ask you, what is your sleep number? It's because they are filling up the mattress with air and the firmness is the rate. What is your sleep number? How firm do you like your mattress when you sleep? And so you can adjust your side different than your spouse's side or whatever. Well, to me, a sleep number is the number or the rate of return that I can keep earning even while I'm asleep. Okay. Because there's three sources of income, okay? There's mankind at work, money at work, and charity. Well, money at work works 24/7. And so if I'm earning rates of return between 6 to 10%, which is what I've been earning tax-free for the last 46 years using the laser fund, it doesn't matter if I'm awake, working, or whether I'm sleeping. My sleep number is 6 to 10, okay? Does that make sense? Because I'm earning 6 to 10%. It means if I have $1 million nest egg, I can pull out 60 to 100,000 a year without depleting principal, whether I work or not, because it works while I'm sleeping. That's my sleep number. Does that make sense? And so when I heard that recent ad, I thought, yeah, I have a sleep number, and it relates to my money, the rate of return I'm earning, whether I'm working or not, because money at work is far more predictable than you having the ability to get up every day and work, especially in retirement. And so when we talk about the laser fund, I want you to join us for an educational webinar because when you design it correctly, you structure it and you fund it properly under IRS guidelines, then you put in the most money the IRS allows, and you can put in a banner year, like I said, maybe $200,000 or $300,000. But if you do not have a good year, you don't have to put in anything. If you put in money and you need to access it for an emergency, you can do that. There's no IRS penalties. But when you max fund this, you could put in $100,000 a year or $300,000 a year, but every million that you accumulate can generate between $60,000 to $100,000 a year of tax-free income without depleting principal. And we have many, many thousands of people who use this as their primary source of tax-free income when they retire. It knocks the socks off of money in a traditional IRA or 401k. In the webinar we're going to teach, I'll share an example of a couple that we took from the highest tax bracket in California to a 0% tax bracket. They now have $8 million that has accumulated tax-free. It's generating between $600,000 to $800,000 a year of tax-free income. They don't even need that much. They only take $300,000 tax-free, and the rest is just compounding and growing faster than they need it. Folks, this is a sleep number. It makes that money while they sleep.
This is Three Dimensional Wealth Radio.